Welcome back to the Beast Game Podcast. This is a review for Phantom Thread. It's directed by Paul Thomas Anderson, not Paul W.S. Anderson, but Paul Thomas Anderson has done Boogie Nights and There Will Be Blood. So he has a history with working with Daniel Day-Lewis. And it stars Daniel Day-Lewis, Vicky Krieps, and Leslie Manville. And the synopsis is, set in the 1950s, Reynolds Woodcock is a renowned dressmaker whose fastidious life is disrupted by a young, strong-willed woman, Alma, who becomes his muse and his lover. So the movie starts off with Vicky Krieps' character being interviewed, and she's talking about a relationship. So it cuts to Daniel Day-Lewis. He's getting dressed, and he lives in a very elaborate house. Turns out that he is a fashion designer, and he's very eccentric, particular, and meticulous. He works with his sister. The movie has him dating someone. He is just so distant because he's in his creative space that he ignores her, and his sister tries to point him to the fact he's ignoring other people and ignoring love because he is just in his creative space. The sister asks him to take a vacation. There's a line about his deceased mother having lived in an area outside of London, so he attempts to go there to clear his head, and he stops into a restaurant where he meets Vicky Krieps' character, who is a waitress. And what happens is that he provides this elaborate order of food, and he asks her if she can remember that without having to write it down. So he takes the note. She remembers it. She brings it to him. He's kind of smitten by that. Daniel Day-Lewis's character, Reynolds Woodcock, is looking at her because of her body type, and that he basically uses her as a test fit model to make dresses. She decides to go along with it anyway. So that actually starts off the relationship, if you can call it. The arc of the story is really Alma trying to break down Reynolds Woodcock and have him open up, but he's so individualistic, he doesn't see a lot of the things that she is trying to do. So she attempts to cook for him. He is upset that she cooked for him. There's a scene where they are having breakfast and she is putting butter on bread, but he believes that she's too loud. You kind of see where the story is going. I understand the Reynolds Woodcock character. A lot of the creative motivations that occur with his character. What I felt about the romance is that it was actually a little flimsy. Eventually, it gets to points about how Daniel Day-Lewis's character has never been married and he can't express his emotions, but Alma allows him to express himself. That would be good, but you have to understand the way that this movie is. It's very artistic, and it's not a traditional movie. It is a little bit more vague, intentionally vague. Actually has a slightly older style of filmmaking attached to it. There's a point where the movie should have ended. Where that ending would be a very stronger movie, but it goes on for about another 40 minutes beyond that. Those 40 minutes are really just the same patterns back and forth where, again, Daniel Day-Lewis's character pushes Vicky Krieps' character away. She does something, try to break down the barriers or takes something to the extreme to try to force him to pay attention, and he does, and then it goes back and forth like that. And again, the point where it should have ended would have made more sense. I like the performances. I like the cinematography. I like a lot of the shot selection. Some of the dialogue is okay. Just the flow of the story was a little rough for me, and I will give this movie a 6. If the movie had ended where I felt it should have, it would be a 7, 7.5. This movie has been getting a lot of praise. It is also Daniel Day-Lewis's farewell performance, and I think that it could have been a better performance. It could have been a better movie. I do like the complexity of Daniel Day-Lewis's character from a creative aspect, really understand a lot of his nuances, the performance that he gives, just because this movie is written and starring artists or creatives. I really understand that, appreciate that. It's getting a 6. Daniel Day-Lewis is a great actor. Vicky Krieps did a wonderful job. All the other characters just exist so the characters can have someone else to talk to, so that's the Beast Game Podcast.